Next patient is Diana Davis. Diana Davis, this is a consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger. Reasonable consultation, cardiac dysarrhythmia. History patient is a 42-year-old female with a history of palpitation for many years period. For the last few months, her symptoms of palpitation is getting worse period. Patient underwent a loop recorded by Dr. Kruger that showed episodes of atrial fibrillation as well as frequent PACs period. Patients complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness associated with the palpitation period. Patient is referred to me for evaluation for ablation period. Current medications in the 100 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denial and reason of weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, pulmonary no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis on examination, blood pressure, 116 over 74, pulse 75, respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral, heart is irregular, no murmurs, gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, estimated no edema. Next paragraph, patient's past medical history is also significant for LITON, LITON factor 5 deficiency, as well as NTHFR deficiency period. Clinic condition number 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Recommendation, patient has atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding medical therapy versus ablation for atrial fibrillation. Patient stated that she did not want to take lifelong medical therapy period. She liked to undergo ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient, post-operative include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient, please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger.